The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. I hear this week you're playing Cupid.
Why, yes, Gil, I am. I come to you with a veritable quiver of quick tips for showing your home some love. You know, one of the best ways to show your home some love is really basic and simple. Give it some regular attention and take good care of it. Staying on top of regular maintenance is good for your home's value and makes your home, you know, a place you really love to be in.
Speaking of making the place fun to be in and a place you love to be in, can you tell me how to get stains out of my granite countertop? That would make me love my kitchen more and make my wife very happy.
Well, and you know, when the wife is happy, everybody's happy, especially on Valentine's Day, right? So I can certainly help you out on that one.
All right.
So with granite, the type of stain you have determines what type of solution you'll need to apply to get it out. So for grease, oil, bleach, ink stains, things like that, you want to use a paste of flour and hydrogen peroxide. You lay it over the stain, let it set for a while, and it basically pulls out the stain that's in the stone. Wine stains, you want to use a mix of flour and bleach. Or you can buy stone cleaning products like Alpha, Aquamix, and Stone Tech for anywhere from just $6 to $20. Now, if you have cracks, chips, or scratches in your granite, I have some tips for you. You can fill nicks in granite by carefully building up layers of epoxy resin colored to match the stone. And before you do that, you want to clean the area with acetone, which is going to break down any grease. And you're going to want to be sure to open a window for ventilation and wear gloves. Now, if you're wondering where you get epoxy resin, you can find it on the internet. If you just search epoxy resin, it'll come back with lots of places to buy it.
All right. Now, what about other counter types?
Okay, so let's talk about solid surfaces. A lot of folks have that, like Corian, which are man-made from resin and acrylic. To repair minor scratches, rub a white polishing compound on the area with a wool pad, and then apply a countertop wax. For deeper scratches or cuts, you're going to want to call a professional. And a professional will cost you about $15 to $35 an hour in labor. If you need to replace whole portions of the counter, figure on at least $35 to $65 per square foot.
Okay. What about laminate?
Now, laminate is very do-it-yourself friendly for fixes. If you have some small chips, you can apply laminate repair paste that matches the color of the countertop to fix it up. For scratches, you can use countertop polish or even car wax to essentially buff them out. If your laminate is peeling, you can fix it with contact cement applied to both the peeling laminate and the counter surface underneath, and then you press them together and they'll stick and they'll be fixed. For coffee and tea stains, apply vinegar or a paste of baking soda and household cleaner. That should do the trick.
Okay, pretty neat. All right, let's see. Maintaining and cleaning tile.
Tile. Well, you know, it's always a good idea, ideally, to have a little stockpile in your garage or basement of all the different tiles you've used in your house. So if one cracks or scratches or chips, you can replace it. But if you're like most of us, you don't have that. So for scratches, you can wipe them away with a dab of toothpaste on a clean cloth. If you have a crack, epoxy and toothpicks are your friends. You can take a toothpick and work some epoxy glue into the crack and then color it with a matching oil-based artist paint after it dries, and that'll take care of you there.
Okay. Now, stainless steel, which may be stainless, but everything else can happen to it.
You know, that's absolutely true. It's funny. Stainless steel can be a really tough cookie. You'll never completely remove scratches, but you can buff them into a kind of a warm patina by massaging them with some vegetable oil. And if, you know, you want to light some candles, turn on some music, it's Valentine's Day, that's between you and your countertop, right? So for stains on stainless, which sounds like an oxymoron but isn't, you can use a paste of baking soda and dish soap to remove them. Or a sprinkle of the cleanser called Barkeep's Friend is also going to remove stains without scratching.
Okay. So what else you got? What other arrows in your quiver there?
Oh, I have more, of course. At HouseLogic.com, we have great tips for repairing wood floors and getting rid of those annoying scratches that you can get in them. We also have lots of other ideas for showing your home a little love for all that it does for you. We have information on how to repair those nasty wall dings and scuffs, you know, that really kind of destroy the beauty of your home. have great ways to buff them up. There are great ideas at the site for how to improve the aesthetics of your home, particularly if you're thinking of selling, like something simple like replacing door handles and handles on your cabinets. And we have information on replacing wood trim, which, you know, some nice wood trim can really add to the sophistication of a space.
All right. Thank you, Pamela. I appreciate HouseLogic.com always, in this case, enabling us to play Cupid and love up our homes. You've given us some great stuff as usual.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.